RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shotgun snap, Williams. Packers blitz. Fading off his back foot. Throws back corner for the leaping catch by Jonte Walker. Touchdown, Chicago! Walker left all alone. The undrafted rookie did not have a catch in the NFL before tonight. His second career grab is a touchdown with 24 seconds to go in the fourth quarter on fourth down at Soldier Field. And the Bears are an extra point from tying the game.
I mean, they went zero coverage, and that means that they are going to bring one more than you can block. And he is free to the quarterback, but Caleb Williams does a tremendous job of backpedaling, and then just an absolute mistake by Nixon at the corner position allows Walker to get all alone in the corner of the end zone for a touchdown.
All right, that was a call on Westwood One. That was Ryan Leaf, the last voice you heard. Nate Goddard was on the call on Westwood One. Judson Richards back here with you. Hour number three on 6-7 The Score, in for Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. On the day after Christmas, but no time for holidays. We are covering a playoff football team here in Chicago. Again, just a reminder, you're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. If you missed it in the 11 o'clock hour, Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News joined us. Dieter was great. He did think that George Kittle would not play on Sunday. I think that if this were a playoff game, George Kittle would play, but we're waiting to find out the injury report. But George Kittle has not practiced all week for the San Francisco 49ers leading up to that major 11-4 team, two of them matching up on Sunday night. But Dieter was great in the 11 o'clock hour. Coming up in just about 20 minutes, Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic will join us. We'll talk to Kevin. We'll get an idea. Luther Burden, will he be a go? How far away is Roma Dunze? And what about Kyler Gordon? Could we see him in the playoffs? Looking forward to talking some Bears football with Kevin Fishbane coming up in just a little bit. By the way, speaking of guests, 1 o'clock, really looking forward to this. Seth Wickersham of ESPN, and who wrote the book American Kings, the biography of a quarterback. Seth will join us at 1. It was back on May, I looked it up, it was back on May 15th when that article first dropped with excerpts from the book about Caleb Williams considering to force his way out of the number one overall pick. And so much of that conversation was things that had happened in the past, but I think it still can kind of allowed for more curiosity about who is this Caleb Williams? Like, who is this mystery man that is Caleb Williams? Well, Seth Wickersham has been covering Caleb since high school. That's why he has a relationship with Caleb and Carl Williams. So we thought now would be a pretty good time to kind of bookmark, or bookend, I should say, where we began in September when that book dropped versus now of what Caleb has been able to do under Ben Johnson. And I'd like to ask Seth, has he spoken to Carl and Caleb Williams about the new state of the Bears? Speaking of our poll question, we've had some great phone calls on this. Are you convinced the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more? 312-644-6767. Text or give us a call. And the reactions have been, well, you can only have two different kinds of reactions because I've asked you, are you convinced or do you need to see more? As of now, just under 1,000 votes on our poll question. We're at 66% need to see more. 33% I'm convinced. So as the day goes on, the optimism is rising. Although just at 33%, if you'd like to vote on the poll, would love for you to do it. Give me a follow at Judson Richards on X. And again, love to get your thoughts on that. 312-644-6767. As the saying goes, the phone lines are open. You know, it's not that I'm stuck in Saturday night. I kind of want to go back to Saturday night. I mean, that was an unforgettable football game. It really was. And I don't care regular season or other. If you are a Bears fan, if you have dedicated 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you will remember that football game. And it's not just about the throw in itself and the dramatic finish. We see those all the time. Two things. You not only beat the Packers, but you found yourself getting into the playoffs. And that, for me, allows us to find ourselves in a new existence in Bears football. You know, there's been so many references to 2018. And with what Matt Nagy did, and Vic Fangio, I should mention, with that 12-4 team, it set a new existence there. It set a new existence of expectations, but then it also allowed you to wonder, how good or great could this group be? We know the answer now. But we find ourselves back in a very similar place. A new existence of a Bears team heading to the playoffs, a great eye on winning the division. They're just a Packers loss away or one Bears win away from securing it. For example, if the Packers lose Saturday night to the Ravens, the Bears would automatically become your NFC North champs. And then they're still heading towards perhaps the first seed. Could be difficult, but otherwise, right? We still have a lot to accomplish in front of us in this team before we get to the postseason. But perhaps the biggest takeaway of the new existence of what unfolded on Saturday night is the marriage of your head coach and your quarterback. The cohesion that we have been searching for so many years, where why can't the head coach match up with the quarterback in the draft? Or why are they hiring a head coach that may not be the best fit for the quarterback they just drafted? I know these two didn't come in at the same time, but on Saturday night, those two touchdown passes, which the Jahdae Walker touchdown may have been more impressive than the deep ball, not the catch in itself, because DJ Moore, who was wearing another human being when he caught that football, like that, those two plays were all within system. That's how it was drawn up. This was not a slow start offense, and then Caleb Williams Houdini acted his way to running left, running right, throwing on the run, which is pretty masterful when he does it. It's at times when he's his most accurate, but both of those play calls, it was exactly how Ben Johnson drew it up, and Ben Johnson has a quarterback with the special skill set of Caleb Williams.
And at the end of the day, it's after Packers always.
And DJ Moore, and DJ Moore got his moment too, right? The way that he dropped the ball and laid there like a dead man, I feel like if you turn the sound down, you may have been to hear the Chicagoland area go nuts. You know, I mean, that's the kind of game that it was. It was so spectacular. And one thought on that horrific trick play by Ben Johnson, because that seemed to take the wind out of the offensive sails.
They played 2 weeks ago. It was chippy. Valentine's out there already a slugfest. Saturday night is all right for fighting.
They go Wildcat. Now Cole Kmet comes in to take the snap.
Recovers it, but a near disaster, and it doesn't matter anyway. On fourth down, Green Bay will get it.
I mean, that play call, that took points off the board, and somehow it robbed them of all joy and morale for the next 3.5 quarters. But that's who Ben Johnson is. And just so we're aware of, you take the good with the bad. that 50-plus yard touchdown pass by Caleb Williams in overtime, okay, not to go too analytical on you, but that was what you call 13 personnel. Rather simple, one running back, three tight ends were on the field. The Bears were 10 or 15 yards away from being in a pretty good place of kicking a field goal in overtime. Because they'd gotten a stop, all they needed was a field goal. Previously in the game, they had been in 13 personnel six times. What did they do all six times? They ran the football. What do you do when you're close to getting in field goal range and you don't want to put the ball in the air because you don't want to throw an interception and you play it safe? You run the football. Ben Johnson shows the 13 personnel. The seventh time, you can see the secondary up closer to the line of scrimmage. And Ben Johnson set up Jeff Hafley, set up that defense for one of the greatest throws by air, by yardage, you'll ever see from a Bears quarterback to deliver that pass. So take the good with the bad. If you don't see a terrible trick play like the one that they attempted, you may not get a head coach like Ben Johnson as sophisticated to set up a defense like he did for then his quarterback to deliver. So why did I feel like Saturday night was a new existence? The cohesion between the head coach and the quarterback was on full display for some of the most riveting football we've ever watched. 312-644-6767. We have asked you the question, is this a Super Bowl caliber team or do you need to see more? Ryan is with us in Lyle, joining us in hour number three. Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm still high as a kite after being at that game last Saturday. I've never seen Soldier Field that crazy. And I'll tell you, with that feeling and that element, this team can absolutely be Super Bowl champions. It's not just the cohesion between the coaching staff and the players. It's how complementary they are. Ben Johnson and DA have had their weaknesses against well-coached teams this year. LaFleur, Harbaugh, Andy Reid, these are the teams that have, you know, given us a little bit of trouble but when we have won those games, the players have come through with extraordinary timely plays, both on offense and defense. We have a cold as ice, stone cold killer of a quarterback in the fourth quarter, and we have a defense that when they need a takeaway, they get a takeaway. So are they the favorites to win the Super Bowl? No. But it's a big test here against the Niners, and they could beat any team on the planet when all that stuff is working in the same direction in the right way. So I have confidence. Go Bears.
Hey, Ryan. Do I still have you?
Yeah, you got me.
Was that your favorite sports moment you've been in attendance of? Where does that rank?
Yeah. I went with my brother, my father, and my brother-in-law. And we all kind of said that might be the best game we've ever been to, and we might die before we're ever at a better game than that. That was absolutely insane.
Ryan, thanks for the call, man. I'm jealous to be with your dad in a moment like that. Like, that's what we all sign up for, right? Like, this is why we do what we do, why you do what you do, why you pay what you do, why you go through the suffering, the off seasons, all of it, the firings. Like, this is what we put in the time for, right? 312-644-6767. Let's go to Roberto is with us in Burbank. Roberto, what's going on, man? You're on the score.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for an amazing show. Basically, what I'm going to say is this, I'm going to go to a poker term here, a chip in the chair. We got the chip, we got the chair, now we got to play. And all roads lead to a third match with the Packers. And that's gonna be the game that's gonna take us either to the Super Bowl or to be one of those teams that everyone else is talking about, the haters that, you know, we're gonna lose. But I think that the Bears match well in the playoffs. They have a defense that's getting healthy. I know we need the pass rush. I know we need a little bit better corner play. But I think that when it all comes down to it, the atmosphere, the Bears, and gameplay that Coach Ben Johnson has been doing is going to work out.
Yeah, Roberto, thanks so much for the phone call. Yeah, it's he used the poker analogy, plays at the table. No matter what table you're sitting at, No matter what dance you're trying to get into, they have punched their ticket and still a chance to, you know, set themselves that much better for seating to make sure they get more Bears games at Soldier Field, right? So Ryan and all of you that were out there at that game, that, you know, I think so much, I'm like, I think through games where you want to save the ticket. It's like, damn it, everything's on your phone now. It's like, can I get a physical ticket so I can save that forever, right? Like, I'm so old school. It's like, give me the sports section the next morning. Then you got to go find a sports section. Like, put it with the ticket. You know, I'm operating like 1975 of what to do after you get to a great game. Speaking of the relationship, the cohesion of Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, I thought offense coordinator Declan Doyle was really good this week on just that.
By all accounts, Ben didn't ease into his relationship with Caleb, so much so to the point that Caleb suggested that there were points where he didn't know Ben liked him. Why has it worked between the two of them in your eyes?
Yeah, I think the amount of time they spend together, the relationship that they've built, that's the most important thing. You need the play caller and the quarterback to be in sync, be able to think the same way. I think both of them have been very open to learning how each other, you know, kind of operate. And that takes time. There's no shortcut to that. There's nothing fake about that. That's them being in a room and talking through football. And part of it is Caleb being wide open to being trained to think like Ben thinks. And part of that is Ben figuring out, how do I communicate to the quarterback in the best way for him to understand? And I think that's in any coach-player relationship. It's the same thing. You're trying to figure out, how does this guy learn best? And then how can I put him in positions to go out and have success? And I think that's the biggest thing, is they've spent a bunch of time together and you're starting to see that.
You know, one thing I want to make clear is we have not hit the place of a rival, right? Like, I don't want to have a rival syndrome by any means. Caleb still has a lot of work to do. I think Ben Johnson at times is still working to put Caleb Williams in the best place to succeed. But what you have in a quarterback is special. It's certainly not perfect, but you can continue to learn at the line of scrimmage. Phillip Rivers can barely throw the ball 10 yards, but what he's garnered over the years has allowed him to still be able to be a threat because of what he can diagnose from a defense. Caleb is not even through his second year in the NFL. There is so much ground to gain, but when you got the special stuff, you can continue to work through that other stuff as well. Declan was great there, and, you know, Caleb Williams was very vulnerable this week. It was good stuff. He said, I didn't know if Ben liked me at first. It's not his job to be likable. It's his job to help you grow, and a lot of times that's through stress and putting you in difficult places, really, really difficult places to try to get it done. It wasn't by mistake that all the reports were how much Caleb Williams was struggling. Because it's not just to put him in a place so he feels good about himself. It's a place to put him to win football games and to do it against great defenses. How do you do that? Learning at times by failure. And you can see Caleb start to catch up from what his head coach wants him to do. And it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. Can't wait to watch it on Sunday night. In that Sunday night football game, I would like to know if Caleb will have Luther Burden on Sunday night's game. And we'll talk much more about what happened Saturday night and what it may mean Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. The Athletic's Kevin Fishbane will join us next on 6M of the Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Kevin Fishbane.
I got Fishy Business, K. Fishbane.
Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Are you talking about how the Bears had 10 days off between games after their two best passing performances and the first play from scrimmage against an all-blitzing defense was to let a blitzer come free?
Kevin Fishbane talking Bears.
Hey, Kevin. Kevin Fishbane from The Athletic.
I love your name.
It's a great name.
Yeah, great name.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
All right, this segment with Kevin Fishbane, sponsored by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. It's meant to be. Judson Richards along with you in for Raheemy Harris and Grody on the day after Christmas. Let's talk some football now with Kevin Fishbane. Kevin, how are you?
Some happy holidays.
Back at you. Are you keeping a watch on the Game Above Sports Bowl, Central Michigan and Northwestern right now?
The Game Above Sports Bowl is right below your picture on my screen, Judson. I'm going to try to multitask our way through it. You know, listen, I obviously am loyal to The Score, and I appreciate my opportunities on here, but it's a big one for the Cats. We take our bowl games very seriously.
Yeah, if Kevin goes wild and starts screaming out of nowhere, it's perhaps because Northwestern has gotten on the board against Central Michigan, but it's 0-0 right now with 5:21 left to go in the first quarter. Speaking of first quarters, Kevin, this is a good segue. Will we see Luther Burden in the first quarter on Sunday night against the 49ers?
Good question. We just asked Ben Johnson about it, and as Ben is wont to do, he didn't say much, and then that he's, you know, looked good. The fact that Luther Burden was on the practice field Wednesday, I think, is a great sign. We'll see what kind of game status he is given today. And maybe, you know, this is one of those things, Judson, we're getting that extra day by playing on Saturday and then playing Sunday night, hopefully helps someone like Burden. But I think the fact that he was out there on Wednesday, you'd love to think that at least you could get a package of plays for him in the game on Sunday night.
What would it take for us to see Roma Dunze or Kyler Gordon? How far, like, how much longer would they have to play for each of those guys, would you guess? And that's a very difficult question, but still still worth asking.
Yeah, well, with Gordon, you know, he can't practice until after the finale. So at least we have a bit of a, like, you know, the earliest would be the first round of the playoffs. With Roma Dunze, that's a tricky one because we just don't know how much he aggravated that injury. You know, he was not practicing on Wednesday, which is not a good sign for his status for Sunday. Like, I think the fact that they have the playoff berth, it would make sense probably just to keep resting him to get as much as they can from him from the playoffs. So, the total speculation here, I'd like to think that Roma Dunze could be available for the playoff game, and Gordon's going to depend, obviously, what he looks like in practice that first week back. But that is the nice thing about, you know, that those appear to be not long-term injuries, that they have a chance. It gives you a little bit of excitement, motivation almost, that the more the Bears can keep playing, the better chances they can get those guys back.
Yeah, and it sounds like San Francisco 49ers could be resting George Kittle as well. With that ankle injury. That certainly would be nice with that offense on Sunday night. This segment with Kevin Fishbane brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. Kevin, what will you remember most about Saturday night's win over the Packers?
Man, I mean, It's going to be the game-winning touchdown for sure. I just think that that moment was probably the greatest single play, single moment of the Bears, certainly on offense this century. You know, you can go back to some Devin Hester returns and you can go back to some great plays on defense. But I just think a throw, that's probably number one. The tying touchdown of Jahdae Walker might be top five, top 10 as well in that same time span. But I just think to end the game the way they did against that team in that environment on that throw from that guy, from Caleb to DJ, and for DJ Moore to catch the ball on that kind of pass, that is just a moment that is going to be indelible, I would imagine, for anybody who was in the building, anybody who was watching that game for a very long time.
How much of it do you think was a moment of growth for a number of different reasons between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I got a question in my mailbag this week about the deep ball, and it's just not, it hasn't really been a big part of this offense. It wasn't really a big part of the offense in Detroit with Jared Goff. You know, Caleb Williams has been somewhat erratic when he's thrown it deep this season. And to have that happen on a deep ball, to be that accurate in that wind, in that time of the game, in that moment, I think is big for everybody involved. You know, Ben Johnson told us today he loved that that was a play that they worked on in practice and it was identical to the way it looked in the game. So it gives these guys kind of that proof of concept that, hey, these coaches obviously know what they're doing. Now they need that at this point in the season. And to hit a play like that is big. You know, DJ Moore said he knew once he got out there, he was going to have that favorable matchup. So I think for a lot of different reasons, that was just a really special moment for all those guys to see what they're capable of. And if you look ahead, you know, Judson for San Francisco on Sunday night, that's a 49ers team that has not rushed the passer very well this season. Right. Obviously, a lot of injuries is a big reason for it. Could that create some opportunities for Caleb Williams to maybe hit on another deep ball? Get Luther Burden. If you get Luther Burden back, there's that guy who can maybe take the top off the defense. So, yeah, there's a lot of reasons to think that was a really, you know, just a monumental moment for everybody involved in the offense.
Does Caleb's clutchness make him a slow starter?
It's interesting. You know, I'm not sure if it makes him a slow starter. I think that
like you feel like he needs to get, I use the baseball analogy. It's like, I'd like to see him go throw a first inning before he takes the field to throw his first inning, you know, or yeah. He's kind of, you know, like Philip Rivers, like, yeah, I look forward to getting hit, like the punched in the mouth analogy, but it almost feels like he needs adrenaline in some capacity to get going as opposed to almost a sleepy start we've seen a little bit for him early on in games.
Yeah, well, what's so interesting about that Packers game is it was one of their best opening drives in a while until 4th-and-1.
That's true.
And you could even argue until 3rd-and-1, which led to 4th-and-1. So, you know, you could sit there and be like, man, if they had not called that play on 4th-and-1, or if they were not in that 4th-and-1, we would probably be talking about that. The entire game trajectory probably changes. So, you know, I wonder if that was possibly something, you know, actually it's funny, I'm saying this right now, Ben Johnson was just telling us he doesn't really believe in a momentum game to game, every game's its own story, but you saw a pretty productive opening script. But, you know, Ben has said before that there are quarterbacks that might need a couple quick passes, easy completions to get going. He doesn't think that Caleb is necessarily that guy, but we have obviously seen with when the lights are brightest, he turns it on. Here, how about this? Sunday night, NBC, Sunday night in football in America, you're playing a really good 49ers team. The one seed is still technically going to be in play by kickoff, no matter what happens in Seahawks, Carolina. Maybe that's the type of thing that if you're kind of, you know, that juice that could get Caleb going. But I did think the first drive against Green Bay was promising. But yeah, I mean, obviously this is something also for the offseason, trying to figure out what are the things he does so well in the fourth quarter that we could try to emulate earlier in games.
And I think their biggest lull may be the second quarter, right?
Well, they haven't done a great job during this stretch of what Ben Johnson calls the middle eight, which is the final four minutes of the second quarter, first 4 minutes of the third quarter. They've really had some struggles there. Early in the season, they were doing really, a really good job taking advantage of that. That was one of those things that Bill Belichick's Patriots teams were so good at, finding a way to score at the end of the half and get the ball in the third quarter on those games that they deferred. So that has been an issue. It's been a funky like roller coaster, Johnson, because like I think that as much, you know, they've been brutal on their opening drive, haven't scored on their opening drive, I believe, in Cincinnati, their second drive of the game, they've actually been pretty good. And then third, fourth, fifth, then it kind of goes back into this lull. But yeah, I think those are things that they're all trying to figure out, get corrected. You'd like to think with a run game as successful as they've had, that they'd be better early in games when you are able to rely on that run more easily when the game is kind of in that format. But yeah, they just, during this stretch, it's really been a team that does well usually in the second drive of the game and then can kind of pour it out in the fourth quarter.
He's Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic. Kevin, is this a bad defense or have they made their way towards being an average defense?
You know, over the last 6 weeks or so, they're actually in the upper half of the league, I believe, in a lot of defensive metrics, which is a good sign. We know that they've been obviously incredibly opportunistic. They lead the league in takeaways, but they still can't rush the passer. What's amazing about that not rushing the passer stat is one of the best defensive performances this year was in Philadelphia. They hit Jalen Hurts once that entire game. So they're finding ways to, and it goes to the situational defense, right? Third down, red zone, taking the ball away. They're really good at those things, which I feel like mitigates a lot of the struggles they've had in terms of giving up a lot of yards per play, giving up a lot of yards through the air on the ground. I mean, you saw what Green Bay was able to do at times. You've seen what some of these other teams have do. Yeah, I get a little nervous of what Christian McCaffrey could do against them the way they've been giving up yards. But it's similar to Caleb, right? When the game's on the line, when the drive is on the line, this defense has more often than not made a big play. And I think it's happened so much that it can't, it's not so much it's a fluke anymore. I mean, we're in week 17. So I do think you can say that that's a defense that's good at really, really important things. But they're obviously not getting to the passer enough and giving up too many yards each snap.
How close is Jalen Johnson to being Jalen Johnson?
Yeah, I wonder how much of this, you know, like they have this great benefit of, if we need to give Jalen Johnson a spell, oh, look, here's Tyreek Stevenson, who's a really good player, who I think before he got hurt earlier in the season was playing at a Pro Bowl level. So it's a nice kind of changeup that Dennis Allen can throw out there and keep Jalen Johnson healthy and keep him rested and get him closer. So each week is kind of piqued my curiosity. Okay, how many snaps is he going to do this week? How many snaps is he going to do next week? So, I mean, I think you'd love to have him out there every snap. This week, there isn't that top wide receiver on San Francisco where you're really thinking, God, we would love to have Jalen Johnson just shadow this guy right. All game long, right? So, you know, shoot, when they get to the playoffs, if they play Green Bay, is that something they look to do against a Christian Watson or Jaden Reed? If they're playing Seattle, is that something that they just decide, all right, you know, or Puka Nacua if they play the Rams? So I wonder if they're going to get to that point at some point where he is able to do what we kind of expected when Dennis Allen got hired. It was going to be Jalen Johnson was going to be on island with the opposing team's best receiver whenever he was lined up outside. I don't know if we'll get to that at all this season. Maybe they don't have to because they've had this depth. But yeah, I am curious to see if he's able to play a full game and or if they even need him to, because maybe they kind of like this little changeup while he's not yet 100%.
Yeah, it seems like that Brandon Ayuk deal isn't exactly working out how the San Francisco 49ers had planned it. They, you know, we know that because they took millions and millions of dollars away from that deal they signed with Brandon. Kevin, before we let you go, and Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic with us on The Score, can I ask you our poll question we're working through today? Are you convinced that the Bears are a Super Bowl caliber team, or do you need to see more?
Oh, man. That's a really good poll question.
Thank you, Kevin.
I'll say this. I'm not going to give you an easy answer to the poll question, but they have proven that they can play with anybody. And what they've also proven is if it is a close game, nobody should bet against them or nobody should be surprised if they come out on top. And I do think that that matters. Like, you could put them against the Rams, and I would obviously favor the Rams, and I'd expect the Rams to win the game. But if it's a 7-point game and the Bears have the ball with a minute to go, like, how confident are you if you're a Rams fan at that point? You could say the same about Seattle, Philly, Green Bay, other side of the coin, you know, in New England and Buffalo and Houston. Like, they have just put themselves in this position where they've shown they can play with anybody, and they've shown that when the game's on the line, a lot of crazy things can happen in their favor and they can take advantage. So I think that is the type of stuff that is going to, that should help them if they're in a close playoff game. So, like, are they better on paper than a lot of these teams? No, but they have proven themselves in these tight games at a level that the other teams in the league maybe can't say.
66% as of now need to see more, by the way, in case you were curious, Kevin. Have you put your prediction out for The Athletic?
Yes, my prediction is up at The Athletic right now in my weekly mailbag. I believe I have 49ers 36, Bears 25. Oh. I don't think you're going to come out of there being woe is me, but maybe it's recency bias after watching the Monday night game. And the Kittle thing is very notable.
Yep.
But boy, oh boy, that 49ers offense is just a locomotive right now. And I just don't know if this defense is good enough to stop them enough on San Francisco's home field. But I do think the Bears should have some opportunities because 49ers defense has some deficiencies. So I like a high-scoring game. I think the 49ers win. I should note that, you know, I picked the Eagles to win on Black Friday. So, like, you know, I mean, what does any of us know at this point with this team? Nothing would surprise me, obviously, on Sunday night.
It is also important to note no Layla, no Marshall, no Grody, yet Kevin Fishbane. He is here. Kevin, really enjoyed it. Always enjoy your work. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right. There he is, Kevin Fishbane. Let's get an update for the other Wildcats that may be out there. The Game Above Sports Bowl, still 0-0 after one quarter. Central Michigan, the Chippewas, and Northwestern 0-0 as they head into quarter number two. So Kevin Fishbane's got a 36-25 49ers, an 11-point win on Sunday Night Football. Coming up next, I'm going to give you the three things that the Bears need to do against the 49ers. I think if they do these three things, they can come away with a win, their 12th win of the year. I'll tell you what those things are coming up.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral. Voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Next.
He's on the opposite end of the quarterback spectrum from Phillip, a guy who wants to get outside of the pocket and hold the ball. What kind of challenges does he present?
A lot of them. His arm talent is elite. I mean, the guy can rip the ball. He can make every throw. It feels like when he starts scrambling, he gets more accurate. I mean, he's He is really, really dangerous when he leaves the pocket. He's on the run. They're really tight into their scramble rules. Hard to bring down in the pocket. Does a great job escaping the pocket. He's got great speed to scramble. Their boot system is one of the better ones in football. They're doing a really good job with him. I think he's improved tremendously from a year ago. When you just look at the tape from a year ago, I mean, he's greatly improved. So credit to Ben and his staff and the way they've approached it this year.
That was defense coordinator at San Francisco 49ers, Robert Saleh, on Caleb Williams. You probably guessed that. You know, anytime you hear a defense coordinator say he may be more accurate out of the pocket than in the pocket, one, you may think, oh, are they talking about Caleb Williams? The other is, I don't know if that's a compliment. You know, now Caleb, some of his most athletic traits is his ability to throw on the run. It's one of the things that make him a pure passer. Like a pure thrower is someone who throws the ball 100 miles per hour. A pure passer is someone that can do it with accuracy in a lot of different scenarios, including on the run or even from changing arm angles, which I feel like we've watched Caleb get even better at this year. Just a reminder, speaking of Bears 49ers, before Chicago takes on San Francisco, tune in Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 6-7 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Molly will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Zach Zabeman will join Olin and Pat for instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Olin Kreutz, by the way, will join The Score at 5 p.m. today. Zach Zabeman, by the way, will join Lawrence Holmes coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Looking forward to that. By the way, in just about 10 minutes, Seth Wickersham, who created a little mini earthquake here in Chicago back in May when the excerpts dropped from his book, American Kings. We thought we would circle back to Seth, see if he's spoken to Carl Caleb Williams, his thoughts on the year that Caleb Williams is having. He will join us coming up in 10 minutes. He'll join us right at 1 o'clock. All right, my three keys to the game, if you will, not really keys, but box score checking. Kevin Fishbane just joined us. He says, sees the 49ers winning 36-25. And I think that the Bears are three-point dogs in this one. But my three keys would be the Bears have to score 28 points or more. So that means Caleb needs to be pretty damn good. They got to be plus two in the takeaways. Because one thing about Brock Purdy, as great as he's playing over this five-game winning streak, he will throw interceptions. I believe he has 8 interceptions in 7 games this year. And then the Bears, ultimately, they got to run it 175 or more on the ground. And you can probably guess why that is. They got to keep this potent offense of the San Francisco 49ers there in Santa Clara. Got to keep them on the sidelines. So one of their best running games of the year. I think they average about 152 yards per game on the ground. Caleb's got to be good. The offense has got to go 28 points or more. You know, how deep into a shootout you think you can beat the 49ers. I wouldn't go too deep into it. And then they just got to do what this defense does best. They got to be opportunistic. So when the opportunity presents itself, if they don't make it and they allow this offense, albeit perhaps without George Kittle, to keep moving, you could be in trouble. Speaking of in trouble, the Detroit Lions lost last night. And they were bounced from playoff contention. The Vikings are done. J.J. McCarthy hurt again. I think I heard them say he's missed 24 games since he's been in the NFL. Now, they didn't rush him back last year, so missed all 17. But he cannot stay healthy. They've got to bring in competition in Minnesota. And then the Detroit Lions, as they lost Ben Johnson. They've been one of the best offenses throughout the season. Right? Like yard for yard, pound for pound, the Lions offense is better than the Bears offense. Not by much. But last night, you certainly felt like they didn't have the answers. Dan Campbell with his readers on does not look as tough. But you've also taken away a guy who was excellent as a head coach and now made him the play caller. So it's not even so much that Dan Campbell isn't the play caller that Ben Johnson is. You've now taken him away from a job that he'd gotten very, very good at. And it led me to think about this quote from Dan Campbell back in 2023, that season when they lost to the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game. Here's Dan Campbell after that loss, where I couldn't believe he said this out loud.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking at a lot, you know. I'm going to be looking at a lot of things because I do not like being home for the playoffs, and I know our guys don't either. So, you know, and there again, whenever you lose, man, it takes a village, man. Everybody's involved, including myself, you know.
All right, so that was Dan Campbell on the loss yesterday. Here he is after the NFC Championship game.
This may have been our only shot. Do I think that? No. Do I believe that? No. However, I know how hard it is to get here. I'm well aware. And it's going to be twice as hard to get back to this point next year than it was this year. That's the reality. And if we don't have the same hunger and the same work, which is a whole nother thing, once we get the offseason, then we got no shot of getting back here. I don't care how much better we get or what we add or what we draft. It's irrelevant. It's going to be tough. Everybody in our division is going to be loaded back up, and you know, you're not hiding from anybody anymore. Everybody's going to want a piece of you, and which is fine, you know, which is fine. But so it's hard. You want to make the most of every opportunity, and we had an opportunity, and we just couldn't close it out. It does. It stings. It stings.
All right, so that was Dan Campbell 2 seasons ago when they lost in the NFC Championship game to the San Francisco 49ers, who went on to lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. And I couldn't believe he said it, but he said, I told my team we may never be here again because of how difficult it is to get to the NFC Championship game. And I thought of that last night with them getting eliminated from the playoffs. Now, do I think that the Lions are all of a sudden going to plummet for the next decade? Absolutely not. In fact, it'd be foolish to think that. Do I think the Vikings are going to plummet just because J.J. McCarthy hasn't worked out? I don't. I really don't. We know what Kevin O'Connell can do. We know what Jared Goff can do. The thing it made me think of the most is made me think about the Bears. And as we continue to look towards the future, it's like, let's see what we can do right now. Let's see what we can do right now. Now, is the NFC North anywhere near the juggernaut that it was last year with those two teams? That has changed, at least as of right now. But next year, the Bears will be the ones that will be chased by the entire division. So before we start projecting about what may come for this dynasty or the Ben Johnson era, if you will, damn it, where they're sitting right now, be in the moment. Be in the moment, because Dan Campbell really projected about how fleeting it ultimately is. Seth Wickersham, who wrote the book American Kings, who told us all about the thought process of Caleb Williams and Carl Williams, his dad, what does he think of where Caleb Williams is right now? We'll ask Seth Wickersham coming up next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.